We are learning Maseches Dorim Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're starting from a brand new perek and a brand new mishnah, Naira Hamarasa. Now, until now, we were learning about Nedarim and Hataras Nedarim. Hataras Nedarim means you go to a Chacham and he makes a Pesach or Charata and he's Matir Neder. There's something called Hafaras Nedarim. Now, Hafaras Nedarim is only possible either by a husband or by a father. Now, a girl, until she's a Begeres, she's in a Faraz or Shus. Actually, when she's a Ketana, she can't really make a Neder, but when she's 11 years old already, she can start making Nedarim. And then from 11 till 12 and a half, her father has a right to be made for her Nedarim. That means he hears the Neder, and on that day, he is made for the Neder. On that day, he's made for the Neder. He makes Hafaras Nedarim when he hears it that day, or can make him the Neder. Now, another halacha is that if a husband is also he's married to a wife, his wife makes a neder, he also could be made for the nedarim. Now, by a husband, the halacha is the nedarim that he can be made for are nedarim that are called either nefesh, that means that she's doing nedarim that are suffering for her, or beinoy lebeino, which means something between the husband and wife. Regarding the daughter with a father, what about those nedarim? It's a machlokes rishonim if it has to be dafka inu nefesh and beinoy lebeino. Now, if you look at the parasha in the Torah, the Pesukim, in Parashas Matos, look at the Pesukim in Parashas Matos, the whole parasha there, there's different Pesukim, and it doesn't say clearly what would be the halacha if it's a Naira that is an Erisin. It doesn't say, it could be, it does say it clear, but we don't have it mamish before us without having circled drashas. The Pasuk says, the first thing the Pasuk says is that the isha kisida neder l'Hashem va'asher isav v'esav via b'nureha in a father's house. The shama via is nidra v'esav hashem hashem. The father hears the neder. The hekush la'via. The father's quiet. The kama kol nidra v'chol isav hashem 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 yokum. Then it's a good neder. Then heini via isav yom shamai. Then it's if the father is makes a far on it, then it's bottle lo yokum v'hashem yistach lo heini via isav. That's the first part. There's three parts of the parasha. Then you have another part of the parasha that says, "Mahayusi leish udereha lao mitzvah sasash asher nafsha v'shama isha a husband hears b'yom shama v'hechushla then v'kamu then b'yom shma isha yani yisa then is a hafara." Then later on in the parasha it says like this: "Then base isha nadara o isra asher nafsha v'shvo v'shama isha v'hechushla lohini v'yisa." So you have the three times of hafara and akama, three times in the parasha. You have it by the father. Then you have it by Mahayusila Ish, then you have it based Ish and Adara. And we'll see in the Gemara how to explain these three categories. So Kumta Mishnah says like this: Naira Hamurasa, it's Dafka Naira. But Geres is not in her father's Shus anymore, her father's out of the picture. What do we have Naira? A Naira that Erisin, no Nasun yet. Erisin just is Kedushin, Nasun is marriage. So Naira Hamurasa, and she makes another, she needs two people to be in charge of her Adaram, one of them made for Adaram, one is not enough. A via bialam afirin derea. The father and the husband together are meifin adarim. I hefer av lehefer abal, or hefer abal lehefer. If only one of them does the afara, ain't a mufar. Doesn't work. Need both of them. The ain't tzarach lehem and shekayim echemem. If one is mekayim it, obviously you're not going to have two afaras. If one's mekayim, so the other one, obviously he's not meifer abal, it doesn't work. What?
Why does Mishnah say that?
Oh, excellent question. I was going to talk about that. The whole Mishnah is a little extra. The first line of Mishnah should be enough. Naira hamarasa via ba'al mafir and derea. Period. But no, givaldi. We don't need all this lariches. Tomorrow we'll talk about it momentarily. Akaponim, so our Mishnah says like three parts. It says, father and aris have to do hafara. Then it says, heifa av, leifa ba'al. Heifa ba'al, leifa av. Loi eni mufa. We just said that. Then it says, ve'in tzarkloim ashikayim echamem. Obviously, if one's b'kayim, no heifer. Okay, the Mishnah already gives a little in on that. It says, ve'in tzarkloim. But still, what's going on? We'll see in the Gemara. Zog to Gemara, Hainu Reisha, Avia Balam Fiyon Dereha. It says in the Reisha that Nayim Rasa Avia Balam Fiyon Dereha. Then it says Hafa Av Lehafa Bal Hafa Bal Lehafa Av Ain a Mufar. L'chayre, you already said that. You already said Avia Balam Fiyon Dereha. You need both of them. You need Shutvis. You need Shutvis in the father and the husband to make for the nether. Zog to Gemara, Ma'od the Tema Oy Avia Oy Bal Laktani Kamash Bula. No, which means like this: that you would think that you don't have to. You don't need Afaras Abal to help out the Av. But Afaras Abal needs Afaras Av, maybe. Maybe you teach that Nairam Rasa Via Baal Mefir and Dereha means regarding the husband, he can't do it himself. He needs the father. That's what you would think. But the father could do it himself. Maybe that. Or you say the opposite. That really the husband could do it himself, but the father needs the husband. That's what it just says. Via Baal Mefir and Dereha, we think that one of them need both, but the other one doesn't need both. Kamas Vulon, Heifav, Leifabal, Heifabalab, Ain't a Mufa. That's what I have to say both ways also. Because you can say either way, therefore you have to speak it clearly. You'd be very clear. Av alone is not enough, and a Baal alone is not enough. So that's Pshat in the first two parts of the Mishnah. Now, that's what it says both parts of the Mishnah. Now, next Gemara's kash like this. Vein sarf lemin shikayim echad mehem. Says, posh, one is mekayim, doesn't work. Vein the Gemara kash, lom lila misna. Why do you have to say that? Hashta yesh loy mar, hefe zeb loy zeb loy kluom, kayim echad mehem lom lili, tzrich lila misna. What do you have to say it for? So the Ran explains, even though we have all of a shas, zu vein sarf lemin zu, and here it says vein sarf lema, this is not an ein sarf lema, this is hainu hach. Usually, ein sarf lema means it's a new halacha, but it's a kavachayim from the first halacha. Here is not new halacha. It is that halacha. If you were Mekayim, you obviously weren't Mefer, so that is that halacha. Why are you saying the same thing over? It makes no sense. What are you need for? Zakta Gemara, ki itzrich lei, a whole nother case. Keep going. The hafa echa mehem, Mekayim echa. The case was that one guy was Mefer. Let's say the father was Mefer, and the husband was Mekayim. V'choza Mekayim, inishal ha-kamasai. We'll see in Yetshem Gemara on Daf Samach Tes. If you're allowed to be shoyel on a hakama, it says, yeah, more comes out, you're allowed to be shoyel on a hakama. That means when a father or a husband is making an edah, he can be shoyel on that. He can be shoyel on that. So here, he was shoyel on the hakama. So here, maote amai de uki hai, okra, with that hakama, he was oiker. So maybe now, he could still be made for it. Kamash v'lon, de mefirim shtein v'azachas. Both hafaras have to be at one. So now, what's the kamash v'lon? So let's say it's taka, you have one does a hafara, one does a kayim. So what's the halacha? So the Ran says, what it means is that if one guy was making and then he was shailing it, so then you have to be a mefer again afterwards. Avadi still could be mefer it, even though he was mefer already and that didn't work. The first one, let's say the father did a hafara and the husband did a hakama, right? Then he was shailing that hakama. So the father's hafara didn't work, because when the father did a hafara, there was a hakama. But now you're shailing that hakama, so you can't rely on that afara, because shas that afara wasn't good. So therefore, you do another afara of avas achas. And it's not a problem of in afara ach afara, since the first afara did not work. That's the Ramban holds. But the Rambam holds, no. Once there was a comma between the afara, then you toasted, and you can't do it anymore, because he can't make afara again, and his afara didn't work. And therefore, you don't have shutters anymore, as the Rambam holds. But the Ran speaks out, the Vavasach doesn't mean it has to be exactly the same time. It just means they could be different times. One in the morning and the afternoon. But they can't have a ma'akev, something that's a impediment to the afara in the middle. You can't have a comma in the middle. But if you don't have to do it at the exact same time. But now, see, the Ran has now two problems. First of all, he says, Pashup Shat, the Mishnah says, Ein Tzorach Loi Ma'ash Kayim Echemhem. If the case of the Kayim Echemhem in our Mishnah is, there's a shayla on that comma, it's not Ein Tzorach Loi Ma'ash anymore. It's like a huge chiddush. So what's the Ein Tzorach Lema? So the Ran answers that Avada, what the Mishnah is saying is, Ein Tzorach Lema Shekayim Echem, like Pashup Shat. But since it's obvious that it's extra Mishnah, so we'll learn that from there, this Chiddush. That's what the Ran answers. Now, the Ran has a big cash now, from the Rashba. Why Taka, if you're Shoyal on the Akoma, can't you now be Mitzarif with the other Hafara? The Loch is, when you make Hatara Sadarim, it's Oikar Neder Lemafreya. It's like it was never here. If it was never here, it was never here, so then why can't you now just make the hafara? I'm not to make a hafara in the morning. The father makes a hafara in the morning. The baal makes a hafara in the afternoon. What's the problem? Oh, hakama? Hakama was never here. We shall not come. What's the problem? So it breaks the raya. It breaks the raya. The halacha is that if someone carries the isha, I'm not saying lo adorim. And it turns out she has a adorim. So the halacha is, she went to the chacham and she was matit. It's mukadashas. Even though shas the kedushin she had in the adorim. But the halacha is, that's oikel mafreya. So it's a gemara, ma'ash my adorim, oikel mafreya. So what's different than here? And for the Ran, the chiluk is like this, that by Kedushin, and the way Rabbi Shimon Shkop and Shara Yoshe, Simon Zayin explains it, that the chiluk is like this. By Kedushin, the Maisa is a full-fledged Maisa Kedushin. There was a David study, which means a Zaytika problem that she had in Adarim. I take out Adarim, the Kedushin is Chal. Masha'enken HaAfara, the Hakama was a direct steer to the Afara. So the Maisa HaAfara wasn't a good Maisa HaAfara. So therefore, it doesn't work. But he said, this is all gebayt on Yisoy, that when you say, batul mafreya, doesn't mean mamash mafreya. It's something we call in Yeshivish language, mekan lahabal mafreya, which means that when you oike something, ligavi all dinim, it's not here. But lemaisa, it was dear b'shas maisa. So when the first guy did afara, the afara wasn't a big enough maisa, it was a kolosh maisa, it was a shvacha maisa. And therefore, there's no way we could rejuvenate that maisa, even with a oike mafreya. That's how Rav Shimon Shkop explains this. If you need any more help, look at Shar Yoresh Shimon Zayin. Oysid Ches Dere Maskel Va'Pi Dvaro. He says there. Ayin Shom explains very nicely. So that's our Gemara. That's our Mishnah. We explained our Mishnah. Now, the next Gemara is going to go into the Shiloh of what's the Makar that you need a Shutvis. They need a Shutvis between the Av and the Baila. And like we start explaining the Psukim, remember those Psukim, get those Psukim klar, and then we have to go into why Avia Baila Mafir and the Rahab.